As an RAF veteran who has witnessed at first hand the devastation and tragic loss of life caused by warfare, Duncan Slater always has a pledge close to his heart. Never forget them and the ultimate sacrifice they paid for the country they loved. In 2009, while serving in the RAF in the Babaji region of Afghanistan, a roadside bomb blew up his vehicle. The explosion broke bones in his back, legs and arms, and a year later, his legs had to be amputated. And 6 days later, three comrades lost their lives in a roadside attack. Mr. Slater, 37, who lives in Skoll near Diss, works for the charity Walking for the Wounded and has given many presentations to youngsters on the organisation and the wounded veterans it supports. But for Remembrance Weekend, Mr. Slater's thoughts will be firmly focused on remembering those who never recovered from the wounds or who were killed outright serving their country. The father of one said, "When asked what remembrance means to me, I go straight back to 2009, my last tour of Afghanistan, and think of how lucky I was to survive the improvised explosive device that caused my injuries. When 11 o'clock comes, I think of three men on my unit that died just 6 days after I got blown up, just a few hundred metres from where I was badly injured. If I am honest, I try to block out a lot throughout the year, but on Remembrance Day, I really make sure that I think about the people I knew that never made it back from operations and how lucky I am to be able to enjoy the life I now lead. I'm not saying that life as a double amputee is easy, but it's a tiny price to pay considering those friends who sacrificed their lives. I think about my family and how we get to enjoy the simple things in life, holidays, birthdays, even the normal crazy rush for school in the mornings. I will be thankful I survived, proud to have been part of the armed forces, sad for past friends that never made it, embarrassed that I was injured and my career was cut short, but happy that Great Britain stops and remembers the brave men and women that have served and continue to serve. I hope that everyone remembers those men and women that have served this country, not just in the past few conflicts, but since the First World War and all the way to our present day and beyond." In 2013, Mr. Slater became the first double-leg amputee to ski to the South Pole as part of the Walking with the Wounded South Pole Allied Challenge. He was joined by Prince Harry. He is currently in training to take on next year's Marathon des Sables, Marathon of the Sands, for the second time after he had to pull out of the race in April due to problems with his artificial legs. The six-day, 251-kilometre Moroccan ultramarathon will see him have to battle 40-degree temperatures during the day. Gosh, that's quite...